Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapone. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Allie Clark. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Johnny Lapone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapone hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is hit by the pitch. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Doby fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Doby. Vico moves to third. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a fly ball into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lapon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. Lapon moves to second. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Lapon moves to third. Kell moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evers for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards first. Vico settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Outlaw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Vico strikes out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dobie. The throw from Wagner and he is out, Lapon applying the tag. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreaux takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-1 in the game. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lepon takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayo hits a line drive into right field. Doby picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Doby. Doby throws it away. That's an error on Doby. Lepon moves to third. Mayo moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lepon scores. Mayo moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mayo scores. Kell moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell scores. Mullen moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Outlaw is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vico hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mullen scores. Evers moves to second. It's 4-0, Tigers. Bill Kennedy now pitching. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evers scores. Vico moves to second. It's 5-0, Tigers. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-2 in the game. Trout hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lepon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mayo takes first base on ball 4. Lepon moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Kell strikes out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mullen strikes out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evers for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Peck pinch hits for Bill Kennedy. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Tucker reaches second base with a double. Hegan moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it and throws to third for the out. Hegan scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 5-1, Tigers. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lyman Lind now pitching. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Outlaw for the out. One out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Vico hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon strikes out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell juggles the ball. That's an error on Kell. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-3 in the game. Trout hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Clark. Trout reaches second base with a double. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lepon takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hegan. Trout moves to third. LePon moves to second. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mayo hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Kell is walked intentionally. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trout scores. LePon scores. Kell moves to third. Mullen moves to second. It's 7-1, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell scores. Mullen moves to third. It's 8-1, Tigers. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-4 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lind, and towards Gordon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Mullen scores. Evers moves to second. Two outs. It's 9-1, Tigers. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon misplays the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Evers moves to third. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Lyman Lind. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Gromek now pitching. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. LePon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Clark. LePon reaches second base with a double. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mayo is hit by the pitch. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Clark. Kell reaches second base with a double. LePon scores. There goes Mayo trying to get to home. Clark throws the ball into Boudreau, who relays the ball to Hegan, who tags Mayo, who came all the way from first, for the out. Kell moves to third. Two outs. It's 10-1, Tigers. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Mullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Boudreau moves to third. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePond scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boudreau scores. Gordon moves to third. Two outs. It's 10-2, Tigers. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon scores. It's 10-3, Tigers. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keltner moves to second. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Steve Gramek. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Keltner moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Art Houdeman now pitching. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.